Good morning and welcome to Loan Officer Impact with Ryan Surratt and Kevin Broughton. And today we have an incredible guest on that's joining us from the East Coast, from just outside of Philadelphia in South Jersey. And it's our true pleasure to introduce a friend named Ashley Gravano, who is going to share some incredible information with us today. She's a veteran of the industry, entering her 25th year right now, and full-time in the industry. She had multiple positions. She's going to come to us today talking about the importance of branding and of social media and how to get yourself out there. At the end of the day, every loan officer tuning into our Loan Officer Impact podcast knows that the brand is you. And most people in America who choose to get a mortgage do so with an individual, not necessarily with a company. And Ashley's going to hopefully be able to enlighten all of us on how we can do that better. And at this podcast, our sole mission and singular mission is to help loan officers nationwide, regardless of where they work, have a more freedom-filled life, a more fun-filled life, and a more productive life by doing more revenue-producing activities. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our new friend, Ashley. Ashley, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today. We appreciate it. And if you don't mind, could you share a little bit how you started in the industry, and then we'll get into the meat of what we're here for?
Yeah, it sounds great. Thank you. First, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. I love doing these podcasts and talking to loan officers, and I've talked to real estate agents and title reps and, you know, all over the industry about the branding and stuff we're going to talk about today. So quick background, you said 25 years. I think my heart stopped when you say that, but I started actually at PHH Mortgage here in South Jersey, which a lot of these Jersey, New York, Philly peeps know. The mailroom. I started in the mailroom opening appraisal packages. That is how I got started in the industry. So, fast forward 25 years, and I've been in, like you had mentioned, tons of different positions, but spent most of my time on the relationship building and the branding and account management. So that's kind of where my heart is anyway, is relationships and social media marketing and, you know, just making it more fun, like you said, and I love that you said that, and enjoying what you're doing every day. That's the most important.
Well, we got to have more fun in the industry because, as everyone tuning in knows, that we went from the two best years in the history of our industry in 20 and 21 to one of the more challenging markets in 22. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, led us right into 23, which also has its challenges too. But Ryan and I and our whole viewing membership believes that if you work hard and if you're creative, that it's an opportunistic market. It's not a down market. It's an opportunistic market for those that are willing to seek out opportunities. And a lot of folks that tune into our program are doing really, really well despite market conditions and a rising rate environment. What would you recommend if you're a loan officer tuning into our show that maybe hasn't got there yet on the branding and the social side? How would they start? Could you give some insight to maybe first and foremost, someone that hasn't mastered that at all? And then we'll talk a little bit about some people that already have a good foundation, how they can put that on steroids.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think, you know, it's, a lot of people are afraid to put themselves out there, right? I mean, that's the first thing. When I started my whole journey on the social media thing, I'd say it was about 9 years ago, because prior to 9 years ago, I was in a role that was, you know, a national role. I didn't spend a lot of time out on social media. I didn't have to connect with individual contributors or people that were kind of boots on the ground. So I started from scratch. I was a national business development / account manager for a national title company. And I spent all of my time behind the scenes. My accounts are pretty much given to me. So they knew me, but the world didn't know me. Right. So I talked to some friends, and I had a personal Facebook like we all did. And I had a personal Instagram, but my first step was creating a business profile, right? So I went and created a business profile on Instagram, on Facebook. I also, you know, I've always had LinkedIn, right? And I find a lot of loan officers feel that LinkedIn's not really a place for them to prospect or to grow or to hunt, because that's really a business to business. It's not so much a consumer. You can certainly find some, and I've got some great friends in the industry that get business from LinkedIn, but from a loan officer, realtor, title rep standpoint, if you're thinking more boots on the ground, you have to be consumer facing. So my first step was creating those business profiles and really building out that presence in the local community where I needed to be, because I was no longer a national rep dealing with people in California, you know, all the way to New Jersey. So I had to build out that local presence, created those business pages, and then started really getting out at these local events and getting my name out to the businesses, because I wasn't a loan officer, of course, but to the realtors, to the loan officers themselves, you know, to the mortgage companies, you know, directly. So for the loan officers in the world that are doing this, you know, think like community days, right? You're, you know, I'm close to Morristown, New Jersey, which is a small town. Saturday, they just had, you know, their Morristown Day. Once a year, they have this big Morristown Day. And you should be walking around and talking to people, introducing yourself. Like you'd mentioned, it is a different market we're in right now. We went from tripping over volume to where people are hiring outsourcers and all of that to do business, to where you're hunting a lot more than you needed to.
Yes.
So right now it feels tough. I went through 2008, so I know exactly, and it's not the same, because I try to really hone in on the fact it's not the same market we're in 2008, but start with planting seeds, because then if you're planting the seeds, just like that old farmer saying, eventually, you know, your crop is going to grow. So planting seeds locally is, I think, the first step to do for people that have not done this and have not put themselves out there. Long-winded, but that's my first step.
Great,
is create those
answer.
Business accounts.
It's a great answer. Ryan, you want to jump in?
Yeah. So create the business accounts. So if you were a loan officer, you know, because we're so limited on time, mm-hmm. where would be the one place you would say to go to? I mean, is that LinkedIn? Is that, or are you saying Facebook? Where I see a lot of
I would say Facebook, Instagram, right? And I hate to say this, but I know that a lot of, you know, really successful loan officers, I'm not a TikToker, but TikTok is certainly somewhere that a lot of folks are spending time. But if you're looking to get to consumers, you're looking to get to first-time home buyers, or, you know, your step-up buyers where they're leaving their first home and going up, you're going to go where they are. So if they are on Facebook or they are on Instagram where they're spending most of their time, that's where you should be focusing your time on, in my opinion. You certainly should spread it out, but you want to look to where your audience is. You always want to go where your audience is. For me, my audience has always been LinkedIn, just because that's kind of where my business led me. But when I started doing the boots on the ground, consumer facing type of sales, I had to move to Instagram and Facebook. So that's where I spent the majority of my time the last 8 years until I moved into this role.
Just to kind of clarify, sorry to cut you off. So
no,
really, a loan officer, if we're trying to go after consumers, be consumer direct or consumer facing, mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, if it's mm-hmm. more so to referral sources, realtors, financial advisors, maybe builders,
yep.
then it'd be LinkedIn.
That's it. It's business to business, right? So you're connecting with that business level. If you're connecting consumers or connecting with the community, that's going to be that Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Because that's where small businesses are. That's where a lot of these, you know, realtors are doing the same thing. Because, you know, loan officers also want to get, you know, referrals from realtors in the community. So you're going where they're going, and they're also spending time in the same place by trying to get consumers to come to them. Because we all know, in a square mile, we probably can't count on one hand how many realtors are doing business in that space, or how many loan officers are doing business in that space. So you have to get out there. Go to these local businesses. I did this thing about 5 years ago when I was trying to grow my presence, and I would visit different coffee shops and do interviews with different realtors about the neighborhoods that they were spending most of their time in. So,
Three takeaways so far. I hope everyone heard everything that Ashley said. Number one, if we're not planting seeds, nothing's going to grow. So plant your crop today. Do so through going to where your audience is. It's not making any sense if you go plant seeds in an area that isn't where your audience is. So know where your audience is and go there. If you're, we have to connect in two different arenas, one to the consumer directly and one business to business to those that can refer us business. So have a strategic plan around connecting to both levels, because you can't just go consumer. You can't just go, you shouldn't just go to one. You should go to both, right? And then takeaway number three, be community-based. And I love what you did with your interviewing a realtor at a coffee shop. You're promoting a business, and you're doing so by promoting the realtor's business. And I'm sure they're talking about their town, their local area, why you should move there, the benefits to that community, make everything benefit rich, all that kind of stuff, right?
That's it.
So a simple little strategy right there. Imagine if you could meet one realtor every single week, 52 weeks in a row, and make an impact on their life in a positive fashion by highlighting them and what they do in their community. Who doesn't win by doing that, right? And what's it take, an hour a week?
Yeah, if that, right?
Yeah.
If that. And then you're creating a series that you're creating a presence for yourself and a brand. So you can also take an extra step, which I've done, is create a YouTube page where you're cataloging all of your videos. And then you're sharing them, and over time you're like, hey, here's a flashback, right? Let's do Flashback Friday of this interview I did at this place. Or you know, a campaign that you want to do where you want to do small videos teaching people how the mortgage business works, right? I mean, first time home buyers, younger kids. I have my older son's 23. He knows nothing about the industry, even though his mother's been in it his entire life.
Right.
But you know, they don't know where to start, right? And
I have no clue.
There's a lot of technology. There's a lot of go on this app and there's all that, but we still need to have people in the industry. So we need people to talk to first time home buyers or people that are looking to buy investment homes, things like that. So start video series about teaching people about the industry, what steps that they have to do to get a loan, you know, how to refinance, just little things. They don't have to be these long drawn out videos.
No, they don't. Do different things.
Yeah, for sure.
So be creative. Try things that maybe are a little bit outside of the box for you. Mm-hmm. Have video series. I've created like a 20 video series that I promote on the sales side with different tools, tips, and strategies and tactics on how to sell, how to use scripts and verbiage and entry points and how to get in front of someone. Things like that matter because, as you just said, especially with the first-time home buyers, I know we live in a world where, you know, this is king. But at the end of the day, I think the stats prove that most people want to do business with folks that they know, like, and trust, that they can have a sit down face to face with when they're making the largest investment they've ever made in their life. And sometimes they don't even want to admit they don't know what they're doing. And they need guidance. They need professionalism. They need a consultant, not a salesperson. And I think using social media, if you're authentic about what you're saying, and if it's real, you can establish yourselves as a local community-based leader by helping people get what they want most. Is that accurate?
Right. That's accurate. And you actually, you know, I was just getting ready to talk about the know, like, and trust, because that's huge. People are not doing business with X mortgage company. I don't want to use any names to offend anybody, but they're not doing business with X mortgage company. They're doing business with Mark, who's the local guy in that town, or you don't have to be small. I don't want you guys to box yourself into one town, but that local guy that you see out or that local guy that your friends know, that's who they're doing business with. So the like, know, and trust, I mean, that's how you get around in this world, right? I did this video series in the beginning of COVID when everything shut down and we couldn't go out. We couldn't go to these conferences. And then I did this know, like, and trust. I sat down and talked about myself, not to talk about myself, but for people that can't see me at a conference or can't see me at an event because we're stuck home to learn about me. I had my dog in it. I talked about my love for coffee. And then from that, I took it a further step and I challenged all my other friends in the industry to do a video and share it, getting it for, you know, them to talk about things that people don't know about them. So you did this whole video series on getting to know me as a person, not just as Ashley Gravano from the mortgage industry. But hey, did you know that I live in Jersey my whole life and I have two kids and I love coffee? And then from there you build and then people get to know you even more. And then someone's friend is like, hey, have you seen those videos? That's so cool. Like, it's uncomfortable. It's never comfortable in the beginning, but then it just becomes second nature. And before you know it, you're talking about, you know, different things and spending a lot of time behind the camera, and also the authenticity that you talked about. I don't edit them. I mess up on them. I say a lot. I tend to fidget, but that's who I am. And that's who people know me as. And I'm okay with it.
Can I ask on that or follow up on that real quick? So that's one thing that's probably held me back with doing certain videos is because I'm a perfectionist. I mean, just to admit. And so, Kevin, I have a friend that he's done some videos and he has this cool little intro and everything and it's automated or animated with his logo. And I think, man, I need that. Then my thought is, well, I got to go get that. Mm-hmm. And it procrastinates me from doing any video. Yeah. I think I got to get that logo intro. So you're saying that really put that stuff aside, progress or perfection, that mindset, and just put a video out there.
I mean, those are cool. That's great. That's fantastic to have all that, right? I would love to have that myself, but that's another thing, like you said, that's stopping you.
Right.
I'll do it when. I'll do it when I get that intro. I'll do it when I get that cool background. I'll do it when I have the iPhone 14 because my iPhone 11 is not as good, right?
I've thought that. Yes, I've thought that. That's great.
I'll do it when, but just do it. Just do it. I mean, I don't, like I said, there's been times that I've messed up totally on my script and I just continue to share it because we're not perfect. We are not perfect. None of us are. So if you want to spend 10 hours a day editing these videos, you're spending 10 hours less a day prospecting. You're spending 10 hours less a day where you could be in the community. Or you want to do that on your Saturday where you want to hang out with your friends or your family because you're too worried about someone's going to look at that video and say, "Ooh, she said too many times," or "she fidgets," or, you know, anything like that. So I'd rather just get it out there. And eventually it'd be great if I could edit them at some point and, you know, maybe create a collage of videos with this cool intro. And, you know, I had a website for some short time that I was posting them to, and then it just got to be too much for me to manage because life gets in the way. And then I stopped doing it because I was too concerned with making it look like I own a media company. I don't own a media company. I'm none of us do. So when we do, we can do all that.
And I think, again, the takeaway for everyone listening is crystal clear here. You know, production before perfection. And we talk about that on this show a lot. And what we have found is, like, look at me, a great example. I got a face for radio, not for TV. But just do it. Go do it. You know, I've created a ton of videos. And they're not great. And they're not perfect. And they don't look, well, hell, my background right now, I'm just sitting at my desk. I'm a worker. I go to my office every day. This is where I work. This is what I do. And this is who I am. Just do it. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. People are not the people that might use you for their greatest, largest purchase of their life. Do not care if you got a picture behind your head that's cool or not cool. They just want to know you. And if they end up knowing you, liking you, trusting you, you win. End of discussion. And if they don't get to know you, they're not going to get to like you and trust you. Got to get them to know you. And this is a great opportunity for everyone that's tuning in to take what Ashley's saying and actually do something today. I don't care what phone you have. I have a Samsung. You know,
And you're the green guy. You're the guy that comes up green on my phone. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm the green guy. But at the end of the day, use what you got and do it. You know, and I go back to a quote I love, and I use it all the time. A good plan violently executed today is far better than a perfect plan done next week. Do it. You know,
that's it.
No one cares. They don't care about the end product being perfect. They care about the fact that they received it. So that's great information. Ashley, from some people that may have already done everything you've talked about and have an established presence, but are looking to take that presence to a higher level, are there any tools or tips that you might have that they could do once they've already gotten established?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're established, you have those pages, you've got following, you want to lean on your network, right? So a lot of us in the industry on the business side, I lean on my network and they lean on me. So, hey, can you share this for me? Hey, can you get this out on your profile? You know, hey, can we get together and do some photos together? Because then you're creating a community outside of your direct community. So if you and I take a picture together and you share it, then your people are seeing it. Yep. Right. So you want to lean on your community, lean on your friends in the industry, lean on other folks so that they can help share. Second is consistency. Even if you have a presence and you're inconsistent and you're not doing it several times a week, it's slowing down. Technology's funny, right? Instagram, Facebook, they've all these algorithms that change. So if you're not consistent, you're not visible. So be consistent. I was doing really well for a while, posting consistently. Then I kind of fell off because it happens. And then I noticed it took me quite some time to get back where I was from impressions and visibility. So consistency and leaning on your network is huge.
Everyone takes those two takeaways. Consistency, you have to have a plan. I don't know if that plan's every other day, every twice a day. Right. I don't know what it is, but have one. And you got to leverage your existing connections because that's where exponential vision comes from or visuality comes from, right? Like let's say I have 5,000 connections on LinkedIn and you and I didn't know each other and now we know each other and I promote you, am I not possibly showing your stuff to 4,800 people other than the cross connections we already have?
Yep.
And if you did that with 50 people, you could potentially be in front of hundreds of thousands of people that didn't know who you were just simply by using the leverage of existing relationships of people that know, like, and trust you, right?
That's it. That's it. And then I'd say third, you know, there is a lot of great technology out there that can help loan officers and individual contributors that need that referral base. So there's a lot of great companies out there, and you guys can come to me if you want. I don't like to name drop, but there's a lot of great companies that can help loan officers that either don't have the time or don't want to spend the time, that can help with automation, that can help them create video content, that can give them literal scripts of things to say. I like to go off the script, but I love also using some automated tools. You know, some of them come with, of course, a small subscription fee, but I know a lot of lenders are willing to commit to that and you know, put some money towards that for them. So also don't be afraid to take a look at the technology that's out there to help you guys.
That's phenomenal. If any loan officers listen to this, Kevin and I have some scripts that we've created for video that we'd be happy to share with any loan officers. They want to go to growingwithkevin.com or results with Ryan. We'll be happy to share those.
Yeah.
Kevin, what else would be good, you think, for a loan officer to be pulling from Ashley's experience?
Well, first of all, thank you, Ryan, for pointing that out. If anyone wants to go to growingwithkevin.com or resultswithryan.com, we'd be happy to have a 15-minute, 30-minute meeting with you about anything Ashley's discussed today. She just hit on, for those that are already doing well with a branding strategy that makes sense, that consistency, leverage, and use of technology for automation and scripting and AI and other things like that, that is out there that might save you time, is a good deal. Anytime we do things that we love that we're great at and that drive our economic engine, we win. Anytime we do stuff that we don't love that we're not great at and that doesn't drive our economic engine, we lose. And so in this market, it's imperative that we, you know, operate within that triad of awesomeness where we're only doing things that check those three boxes. So if portions of this don't check those boxes for you, do what Ashley said. Get in touch with her and she'll refer you to some companies that can do that for you. And you can go out and create, keep, or grow a relationship, because that's our job, you know? And so I don't want anyone on this podcast to think we're saying spend 20 hours a week doing Facebook posts. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that if you utilize social media and personal branding as a strategy to increase your reach, it's a smart decision. If you can't do that in an appropriate amount of time where it doesn't subtract from your hours that you spend prospecting, then find people in the industry that can help you do that. Ashley, how could someone get in touch with you if they had a need?
LinkedIn, of course. Ashley Gravano on LinkedIn. But
that's
also
Gravano.
Gravano.
I'm sorry. Gravano.
Yep. All right. And then, of course, my email is super easy. It's Gravano, just the last name, at comcast.net. Okay. And we'll be glad to you know, talk to anybody really about helping them. And also that's something we really don't talk about a lot, you know, helping others, even when you can't get business from them, pay it forward, right? So I still, you know, talk on a regular basis with folks that just want to ask my opinion on social media, on branding, on, you know, finding kind of your niche. And I'm not getting business from these folks, but pay it forward and help people out because, you know, we'll come back around.
Well, here at Loan Officer Impact, Ryan and I believe in an old guy who unfortunately passed away 11 years ago named Zig Ziglar. And all real estate professionals know who Zig was. But
yep.
He had a very simple philosophy. Help enough other folks get what they want first and there'll be plenty left for you. And if you make this whole business about others, not about yourself, and if you truly mean it and if you're authentic about that, it seems to come back to you tenfold. And so I appreciate your willingness to help folks, even if there might not be any immediate benefit in it for you. If we can do anything here at Loan Officer Impact to help you and stretch your reach, you know, we'd be more than happy to do that any day of the week. And you're a true professional and a person that's given 25 years professionally to our industry, and that makes the industry better, you know? And I think we need more people like you and like us that are willing to give back and just try to help other people have an exceptional life. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So,
that's
Ryan, any closing thoughts?
There's so many great nuggets from this. I would say someone just, because I like to kind of just say this, because sometimes we'll have individuals come on the podcast, they'll talk about social. Social is great, but we got to make sure we take social and combine it with the other stuff that Ashley mentioned, make it a triangle, basically, and getting out there and connecting and, you know, calling, connecting, building relationships, and not just going on there and liking posts or friending real estate agents on it. So it has to be part of the mesh of the marketing system and not just the only piece.
That's it.
Good. Ashley, any closing thoughts before we wrap up?
No, I appreciate you guys having me on. And as always, you know, I'm here to talk. I could talk for hours about this, and I have. So, you know, I'd be happy to keep talking to you guys anytime you have any questions. And I'm glad to be on today. So it's a great way to start the week, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much. And from Loan Officer Impact, Ryan and Kevin coming at you. Ashley, a huge thanks. You brought value to the audience, and that's what it matters. That's what our mission here is, soul and singular, to help loan officers, regardless of where they work nationwide, have a better life, a more fun-filled life, a more freedom-filled life. And this episode, if you implement, will absolutely do what we just said. So Ashley, thank you for joining us. Ryan, thanks for your commitment to this. And we'll tune in all to you next week, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.